Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star FM's Tanya and Dane podcast.
The executive producer of Big Brother, his name is Alex Mavridakis. Good morning, Alex.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad.
It's so exciting to talk to the executive producer of this show. I got to say, last year's series was incredible. You must have been high-fiving yourself throughout that.
We were very smug at the end of it.
Yeah.
No, last year, we got the housemates right last year, and that's why it was such a good series. It's all about finding the right housemates, and that's why we're coming to Albury.
Mm.
And that's what the housemate hunt is all about. Now, you always hear about just be yourself when you go to these things, and you've probably been asked this question a heap. What is it that sets someone else apart from the crowd? Because you see thousands of people. What is it about this one person that you go, yes, the best Big Brother housemate is this person?
People that really stand out are people that are able to verbalise incredibly well, able to tell us how they're feeling all the time. If you think about, the housemates last year that people really remember, your Tims and your Bens and your Tullys, they had the ability to just to throw their feelings on the line every single day. They'd tell us when they were feeling good, they'd tell us when they were feeling bad, they'd tell us when they hated someone, they'd tell us when they loved someone, They just had that ability. We can't deal in thought bubbles on Big Brother or on any TV. So you just have to have the ability to talk. It's a talk test, essentially. And you're right, we're not looking for any particular character. It's all about a mix. It is a psychological experiment, after all.
Yeah, exactly. So last year, I reckon it kind of changed Big Brother as we view it here in Australia because of Tim's decision to play the game. I don't think we'd ever seen such game playing in a Big Brother series before. Do you reckon this year it will be like that as well?
Look, I'd love to think so, because I think some people have tried it before and it hasn't worked for them. But Tim did. He played the other housemates, and he really played the country beautifully. He just he knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted the money. He went in there to get it, and it worked for him.
Mm.
I would love to see some baddies in the house. It's very hard to find. Very hard to find villains. It's easy to find heroes. We need some villains as well in Big Brother.
That's a little tip for everyone out there. And that's the thing, I must admit, Alex, for me watching it last year, because I'm really competitive, and it was good to see someone go and play the game, and all the other housemates are getting frustrated. I was like, that's the idea of the game. He's playing it, and he's playing to win. People forget that it's a game at the end of the day. It is a game.
Yeah, there's a reason why Survivor is the longest running reality show, in America. It they love their games over there, and I think it's taken a long time for Australians to get into that, because there is a bit of tall poppy syndrome over here. So when anyone talks about winning or beating other people, Australians generally as a nation want to chop them off at the knees and get them out of the house or get them out of the game, depending on which show it is. But I think that attitude is changing, and people are starting to appreciate the fact that it is a game and people are in it to win it.
Good.
And it just makes it more entertaining.
Yeah.
You're eating breakfast, do something.
Hey, Alex, now you are halfway through the housemate hunt at the moment to find the best looking, the best bunch of housemates. How much do you already have planned in terms of challenges, twists, surprises for the season? Or do you wait until you have the housemates made up?
Yeah, look, the honest answer is not a lot. We have to build the house, obviously, so we've had to come up with a bit of stuff. There's a few secret rooms here and there and a few bits and bobs that we know that we will do. But we really do wait until we have the housemates to work out what the tricks and the twists are, because a lot of them are dependent on the cast. For example, last year, we thought we wanted to do a fake couple, but it was only when we met Drew and Jade that we went, yep, that's going to work.
Yeah.
So we've got a few, we've got a few ideas, but we're looking around for people that can tick the boxes for those ideas. And that's why there really is there's no way you can know what we're looking for. So all you can do, and it's a horrible cliche, but all you can do is to turn up and be yourself.
Yeah.
And you know what? Today is the best. It's going to be the best place in the country to audition, because it's going to be the smallest queue. We've never been to the border region before. We want to come and find people that we've never seen before. That's the whole point in coming there. And we're really, when you're talking about coming to the Sydney, Melbourne, or Brisbane auditions, you're talking about thousands of people. We're talking about a couple of hundred people tomorrow. So this is your chance.
Yeah, so Griffith people, I'm taking my car around, so if anybody wants to
carpool with Tanya,
come carpool with me.
Tahan will be there too, so there's a bit of eye candy as well for the boys.
Oh, there we go, Tahan's going to be in town, that's awesome. Hey, Alex, those secret rooms, what are they?
Dane!
Not telling.
Okay, fair enough. Alex, if we want to head along to the auditions today in Albury, what are the details?
Ridges Albury, we're open at 11 a.m. and we're open till 7 p.m. So you can come after work. And you know, we're looking for everybody and anybody from 18 to 85 or even older than that. You know, mums, dads, people with jobs, people without jobs, big, small, anybody, come down.
Excellent.
Don't need to do anything apart from be yourself.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Alex Mavridakis, the executive producer of Big Brother Australia, mate. Best of luck on your housemate hunt.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Tanya and Dane.